This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, I'm Rach.
And I'm Dean, and we're from Joy Breakfast.
We hope you enjoy this Joy podcast.
Like all new bands thrust into the spotlight at the moment, our next guests two started their music endeavours together during the pandemic to escape the claustrophobic lockdown. And just like a breath of fresh air, the first day you went on a walk without a mask, this incredible duo are bringing life-affirming music to millions.
With over 2.5 million monthly listeners on Spotify alone and a little black book of artist collabs under their belt too, Arco are making a name for themselves and currently headlining their first UK tour. Their newest track, Cherry Lips, has been added to the Joy Daytime's rotation, so please join me in welcoming Mally and Leo of Arco to Joy Breakfast. Good morning.
Hello.
Good morning. Wow, what an intro. We'll take it.
Well, you're saying good morning because for us it's morning, but for you it's evening, I think, isn't it? Because you're currently in the UK on your headline tour.
Now, what part of the tour are you currently on? How's it going so far?
Just about to start, actually. So we have like our final bit of rehearsals and then we are in Manchester.
We're going to Manchester on Thursday. So Manchester, yeah. Leeds, and then London.
Manchester, Bristol, and London.
I am on the tour. Yeah, we're really excited. It's the nighttime here, but good morning to you all.
That's so awesome. Did you know that the other full-time LGBTQIA+ radio station actually broadcasts out of Manchester as well? So you'll have to say g'day to, what are they? I've already forgotten their names.
It's World Radio Day today, so we should remember it, but we can't. We'll find that for you. Okay, so this is pretty massive. What kind of preparation have you been doing? It's your first headlining tour. You're kicking off shortly. How have you been revving yourselves up?
We kind of approach a lot of the live stuff in a similar way. So we did a big tour in September, October with Five Sauce.
With 5 Seconds of Summer, another amazing Australian band.
Yeah. So that was so awesome.
Yeah.
So that was good. And we kind of like got a lot of our we got really used to touring. So like we got all of our songs in a really good place and working out all the arrangements. So now for our own tour, we feel like we've got a bit of a head start.
Yeah.
So we kind of know what we're doing a bit more.
Very exciting though. I feel like we took some time off for Christmas. I'm actually Australian, so I was back in Australia for Christmas. And Leo went to
Thailand.
So we both got a little bit of a break and we're feeling in a good place. Just got back from America a couple of days ago. So yeah, we're ready to kind of get back on the road and be performing for people.
Yeah, well, as you mentioned, you have just come back from the US recently and you had a little trip to the Grammys last week, which is very exciting. How do you think experiences like heading to the Grammys will influence or mold your music inspirations?
The Grammys is such a crazy thing because, you know, I grew up in Sydney, in Western Sydney, and you have this idea of what it's like in Hollywood and what it's like, you know, to go to something like the Grammys. And it is everything you expect it to be, but it's also just the same as every other kind of gang of music people, you know. But it's not like we ran into Beyonce or hanging out with Jay-Z or anything. But it was a really cool experience for us, I think.
Yeah, it was fun. We met some amazing people. And we spend a bit of time there we write some of our music out in LA because we love the sunshine. So England is not the one for the whole year.
not the weather for it. Not at all. Yeah. But it must have been great to be around other artists such as yourself that understand what you do and how you do it. Because when we're talking about with you right now, that's from fans coming to see what you do live and have that experience. But to be around other people that understand your journey and your creative process must be really wonderful.
Oh, yeah. It's amazing. As you said, we only really started in the pandemic and you know, it's been amazing to see it in such a short space of time really take its own life and be as exciting and fun for others as it is for us. You know, the music's really fun and uplifting and very anthemic, and it's about community, and everyone seems to get behind those messages. So, yeah.
Well, we can't wait to hear a little bit more about what has been going on whilst you were over in the US. You are with Rach and Dean on Joy Breakfast. We are chatting with Arco. We'll be right back after this.
Joy.
You're on Joy Brekkie with Rach and Dean, and we are speaking with Arco.
Now, we were just chatting about the fact you've spent a couple of, last week you were in the US and you've just gone back over to the UK. But the time you spent in the US, you also released a new song, Cherry Lips, and it's said to be like a night out in Vegas, but one that you want to remember, full of fun and life. How did this song come together for the two of you?
This is one of the first Arco songs we wrote together. Wow. And it's just pure, like, chaos, freedom, fun. It was in the writing. I mean, I think the longer you do something, you kind of start thinking about different things and how you can approach the songwriting side and trying to do things differently. This was pure, like, we don't know what we're doing, but this is pure fear.
Yeah, we don't know what we're doing, but it's really, really fun. And it's kind of chaotic. And it's just one of those things that when you hear the song, you know, it makes you feel really good, as we try to do with all of our songs. So, yeah, the lyrics are a bit upside down. But it definitely has, like, the feeling of we get, like, you know, Empire of the Sun, MGMT. Like, it has those kind of, like, notes. So if you like those guys, then you probably will like us. Is that bold?
No, I like it. I like that chaos has brought through the magic. I think that's a brilliant way to do it. Now, one of the things I love when Rach is diving into interviews, Rach just doesn't deal with press releases or stuff. Rach does a deep dive into your social media.
Yeah, look, I did do a full stalk last night. And on Leo's Instagram, there's actually a picture right up the top of Leo with an acoustic guitar as a little youngin. And this tells me that music has probably been part of your lives for a really long time. What's it like, though, when you started making music together, and I kind of really want to know who's the real boss.
Well, we're bosses in different areas, and we have to allow each other to be the boss in the different areas. It's a proper musical marriage.
Yeah, definitely. I feel like there is no boss. We're equals, you know.
We're a modern band.
So is one of you more in charge of, like, lyrics versus music, or is it entirely all collaborative?
It's all collaborative. Wow. Actually. Wow. It's completely. We've both come at it from kind of similar point, like we've been artists separately before and then songwriters, and then coming together, we have similar-ish skill sets.
Yeah.
We do kind of very different things musically, but we both know how to kind of do everything. So we just mesh it all together and try and make as much chaos as possible.
Do you think because you were formed, like, during the pandemic with the craziness of all that going on, it gave you a sense of quiet to be able to collaborate together in that way? And since you both are artists in your own respects and right, it just helps to elevate what you do?
Yeah, definitely. I think in the pandemic, we were sort of, you know, everyone was in that moment where they were unsure of what was going to come next. And it gave us to sit together and write songs from a place of, you know, nothing was happening. It's not like we were going to put them out in the pandemic, were we? So we just thought, okay, this comes from a really pure place, and it's snowballed into something that has, you know, become, we now say, like, our main thing, the best thing that we do in our lives. So hopefully the songs kind of reflect that need for, like, freedom and, you know, expression and kind of being out of that dark time into something that feels way more positive, you know?
I think that is the key with something like this, something like Arco. We didn't actually make it for anyone else. We just did it for ourselves. We just express ourselves and enjoy that crazy, crazy time that it was. Mm. Now here we are.
You've done so much collaborative work and supporting other bands as well, and now you're finally on your own headlining tour. Once you wrap in London at the end of the month, what is going to be next for Arco? Where are we going to see you?
Well, we're working out all the live stuff, but we're going to be releasing a lot of music, and then there's going to be an album. I don't know exactly when, but in a few months, definitely this year. Yeah. We want to play as much as possible, to be honest. We want to come to Australia.
I actually was back in Oz, you know, at the end of last year, taking meetings / like sitting in the sunshine, having coffee. just telling everybody, I'm like, you've got to, like, this is going to be the next big thing. And, like, I feel like Australia is such a great pairing for the music that we make. And, you know, it's obviously my hometown, and I want to share that with Leo and, you know, with my team and the band from here in the UK. So it's important for us to come back there and probably just do more shows towards the end of the year if we can get the right dates going.
Well, we are excited not only for a full album to be coming out with your sounds, but also when you are here, you're going to have to come and join Rach and I in the morning in person here in the studio when you are in Australia. Absolutely.
Yeah, I think now's the perfect time to get ready for next Midsummer.
Yeah.
It kicks off in like December, January of next year.
Yeah, we'll get you lined up. Absolutely.
Yeah, definitely. Mally and Leo, thank you so much for spending some of your evening with us down here in Oz. If only we could trade some English cool for some of the insane heat we're having in
really
Melbourne
warm.
Right now. But at least we've got your amazing music to get us out and about and soaking up all of the summer vibes. So we are now going to go to Supersonic LUV, one of your amazing tracks that is here on the Joy playlist. Thank you for your time.
Thank you guys. Have a lovely day.
Have an amazing time at the start of your tour. You're on Joy Breakfast with Rach and Dean. And I'm Dean, and I hope you enjoyed this little snippet of the fun we bring to air as a part of Joy Breakfast during weekdays.
Don't forget to tune in from 7 till 9 a.m. or like and subscribe to the Joy Podcast.
And keep yourself out loud and proud.
Thanks for listening to another Joy Podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.